from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
One time for Friday, let's go! Hey, hey, hey! One time for America, come on, come on, come on! Well, at least the American women. Oh, because the fellas.
I heard about that.
Oh, it was tough.
Who won?
It was Canada.
Canada won?
Canada. So I watched Shaqiri do what she does and ran upstairs. Well, I didn't run upstairs. I didn't know the men's was right after, but they had gone to like something. It was like, I'm going to go, you know, finish doing what I do, get ready to come in here for this Friday, grab a couple of things, and I just hear like the announcer getting really loud, and I don't know what he's saying. I just hear like, this is not a normal like call. What is going on? So I kind of like walk to the hallway, listen, and I hear him say, you know, Canada gets some, or something like that. I'm like, okay, what an unbelievable turn of events. I'm like, okay, wait a minute. What the hell just happened? I went downstairs, realized it was the men's relay. And of course, you know, they show the relay 100 times.
Yeah.
And yeah, they just missed the handoff.
Ooh, that's tough.
Bad. Got that's disqualified. Tough, and the killer part was, and I mean, I'm sure they're going through their own pre-race prep. Mm-hmm. The women struggled. Mm. Like Shaqiri won that race.
Mm.
Like the women, both handoffs, or the second and third handoff were a little. They were tough, mm-hmm. And they did. She just made up the ground. It was crazy.
I saw
that final 100 was nuts.
I saw her leg of the race.
Yeah,
and that was. Yeah, that was crazy.
Fire. I mean, absolute fire.
I love to see that from her.
But normally, you know, you get the back and the whap.
Yeah.
You're off and running. This, they, like, it was raining, like pouring.
Yeah.
And so there was concerns about the baton being, you know, slippery and mm-hmm. Maybe that got in their head a little bit. Because what wound up happening is, instead of that, you know, you always see them take off, put their hand back, and there is just like the perfect distance.
Mm-hmm.
The distance was like closed. Mm-hmm. And the guys was damn near, it was damn near Derrick Henry. Like they were so close to each other. Like it was just like, this is gone. Damn. And then they both realized like, we're disqualified. Like we screwed this up. We're disqualified.
Damn.
And yeah, it was bad. It was bad.
Did China medal?
In the
men's?
I don't know.
I only asked because I remember seeing them in the semis. Whoever was running that anchor in the semis, that I was like, I felt I had the same feelings that I had when I saw the girl from St. Lucia in the semifinals. I was like, who's beating this guy?
Canada.
He was gone. They were in the same heat as Jamaica and knocked them out. But you said it was Canada who won.
Yeah, Canada won.
I guess they had their best day in the semis, I guess. Is that why I saw him in the semis? I said,
there it is.
I said, is that Usain Bolt? He was gone.
I don't know. Chatty House, fill us in. Who finished? I was too busy focusing on that replay and.
Shout out to Shaqiri though.
Oh my gosh, man! Shaqiri. That was fire. Yeah. That was fire. Not only did she light up, she was looking.
Yeah, I saw that.
She was like, she's looking like,
I saw that.
Ain't going to catch me. Ain't going to catch me. And what, I don't even know what happened in the volleyball game we were watching yesterday. Did USA win?
Yeah, USA won.
Okay.
Yeah. They're saying China got fourth.
Got fourth. Okay. South Africa silvered. And Britain got the bronze.
I'm about to watch this race.
Yeah, it was Canada, South Africa, and Britain. Pull it up. It's a tough watch, bro. It is a tough watch. I feel like they've struggled on the baton pass before. Been a weird couple of days for U.S. track and field. Been a weird 24 hours for U.S. track and field.
They've had some highs and some high highs and some low lows.
I don't know that the men have had a ton of highs, have they?
The guy in the 400 who won, who remember he came, he chased that guy down?
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. Is that Quincy Hall? Hall? Yeah.
That sounds right. And then Noah Lyles, feels like forever.
Well,
him winning that 100 was
I meant the last 24 hours.
Hey. Oh no.
Well, it's an Olympic watch party once again here with Dillon KC.
You can't do that.
Noah was a scratch, Tay. Noah was scratched because he got COVID. He's sick. So yeah, he was scratched from the 4x100. And that just kind of began a weird chain of events for men's track and field. But the women close out strong. I know that the heptathlon and decathlon, some of that stuff is finishing up here today. We're going to get a lot of events finishing up over the course
Canada,
of the next
I'm
couple
watching
of days.
This right, Canada was gone.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Cooking. And my boy from China, he got chased down.
Well.
They were second. He got chased down. I thought he was about to do his thing.
No, he was not, in fact, about to do his thing. He, in fact, was not. Man, but we are happy you are here with us on this Friday. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
Shout out to the insiders. I'm going to enjoy my last Donut Friday for a long time.
Oh, you're kicking the habit, huh?
I got to. Okay. I got to. I'm going to work with map training and you know, my all-day BCAAs and all of the, and my punk ass is sitting on camera eating a donut. How am I going to do that?
Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
One donut a week really going to hurt you?
Hurt? Nah, probably
not. Is it going to keep you from reaching your goal?
Probably.
KC just throwing you right back into it.
No, it's all good.
Yeah,
no,
wow.
It's all good. No. But I'll explain. I'll explain from my line of thinking. The fact is, no, it probably won't. Mm. But for me, I like to build out a period. If I'm working with map training and I'm working with them for 6 weeks, and we're going to do videos and promo shoots and all this, I'm going to give them everything I have.
I hear you.
Everything. Yeah. So that means start hitting this thing hard. Pause Monday. Mm. 2 weeks out will be the first cheat day. I don't get a cheat day for 2 weeks. I used to be able to go every week. I can't do that anymore because I'm older.
Yeah.
So I'll get a cheat day in 14 days. It's probably not going to fall on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mental thing more than it is a physical thing.
I hear you.
It's probably a wasted 200 calories. That's all it is. That doesn't kill you. But yeah, it's 100% mental.
Not trying to be a bad influence. I was just literally curious. I didn't know how that works.
Damn, but it works. I'm going to stop eating donuts. Y'all quitter.
Well, Zay, I did see this. D'Lo getting ready for his WWE debut.
Well, what's he talking about? What's he saying?
So Meltzer reported Ricky Starks hasn't been on TV. Like, he doesn't have to report that. He hasn't been on TV since March. Mm. All indications are he's headed to the big boys. The great part about this, which I actually love, is no one knows exactly when his deal ends.
Mm.
So it's not over, right, but no one knows when it ends. So the possibility
of a
nice little surprise, yeah. Royal Rumble, a handful of months away.
Yeah.
There's some good opportunity there.
Yeah, keep it that way, man. I want that ultimate. I don't want to hear any. Oh, mm-hmm. His deal's up, and no, I don't want to hear none of that. That's what I wanted for Jade. I wanted Jade to like be a surprise, but that was.
Well, I think we know why they did the way they did now.
Oh, because she wasn't ready.
Yeah, but they wanted.
And couldn't hide her.
I don't
for
think
so
you
long.
Could keep her off TV yeah. that long. It's right. like, hey, we got her, and if we have to incorporate her by videos or just to get you excited for that first moment that entrance hits and she walks out, mm-hmm. yeah, we're gonna do it. But yeah, it's pretty clear. She, at least for the way the WWE works, mm-hmm. right? She wasn't ready.
Yeah.
But they paired her with the perfect part. Like the way that they're getting her ready is perfect. Rather than going to NXT and doing all the silly stuff, put her with Bianca and get her out there cooking.
There's one thing that we know for sure. We ain't got to worry about NXT. Shawn Michaels got that handled.
No, it's.
I was with you when they showed his new recruits.
Yeah.
Sean got NXT handled, man.
He's not hiding it at this point.
No, he's leaning into the bit at this point. I mean, the second he looks at Sexy Red and says, come to daddy, that's kind of pretty much like he's in on the bit. Shout out to the Heartbreak Kid.
HBK doing his thing.
That's good stuff, man. Good stuff. Kyle Madsen's going to join us in just a few minutes. We're going to be alone in the 3 o'clock hour. Normally, James Hamm will be with us. But he's got stuff he's got to attend to here before the week comes to a conclusion. But there's a lot of stuff to talk about, man. Excited to talk to Kyle about a bunch of stuff that we had planned regarding the 49ers yesterday that we didn't get to. Want to talk a little bit about Steph with Kyle Madsen as well. I know you, it's a very rare crossover tease we got, as Casey mentioned yesterday on 102.5. Looking at Steve Kerr a little funny after yesterday's game. Of course, my partner only did that after I accidentally called us 1320 for like the 50th time.
It happens.
At some point, Complex is just going to walk in and say, dude, get out. Just go home. I swear to God, you're useless.
He's not going to say that.
I hope not. We saw some preseason action we'll talk about last night. Oh, man. I'm gonna pull it up on screen. I saw the Jerry quote. I saw the video.
Mm-hmm. When we seen CeeDee Lamb.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day.
Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And play football. Again.
Did you buy Madden yet?
I have some thoughts. I have some thoughts on that. So we'll get to all of that stuff as well. The Christmas Day games dropped out of nowhere. I'm gonna be completely honest with everybody. You know, here. I'll where is it? Where's the button?
Okay.
Lake Street. Whoa.
Wait, did you hear that? I saw this in the room. I'm disappointed in you a bit.
I'm okay. Look, I'm fine with LeBron versus Steph.
I understand that.
I think the rest of these games are trash.
I wouldn't say the rest of them. There's one in particular
Celtics 76ers, I think. That's interesting.
You got to put the Mavs on there.
Matchups?
Yeah, they made the finals, and they got Luka. You were putting them on there without even making the playoffs at one point. We'll get into it.
All right. Kyle Mattson joins us. We're just getting started. We're thrilled you're here with us. It's D'Lo and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Yeah. Jesse says we're back, by the way, and I'm just envisioning this whole conversation's been happening on the radio. We welcome in our buddy Kyle Mattson, of course, of the Insiders, Monday through Friday, 10 to 12 here on ESPN 1320. And the fantastic website where I get every bit of my 49ers news, NinersWire.com. Go there, read all of the articles over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. Commit them to memory. I do want to talk a lot about the San Francisco 49ers, including one particular story that I think might be a little bit bigger deal than we're giving it credit for. It's being overshadowed quite a bit by the Brandon Ayuk stuff and maybe to a lesser degree. Trent Williams, but I want to talk about Steph for a minute. Obviously, we all watched the game together and marveled over what your favorite player of all time?
Yeah.
Not even close.
I could be silly if he wasn't. Right?
Yeah, favorite player in any sport?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Favorite player in any
like just
sport?
For context, like his wife isn't pictured on his phone like Steph is.
That's not true. Han from Stray Kids is.
Okay, well, all right. Well, there you go. Well, Han from Stray Kids just unseated Steph Curry.
Yeah, hang on.
For the wallpaper.
Maybe we can get Steph back. Hang on. We can get Steph back. All right, there we are.
Once the season starts.
You know you can set it up to where they rotate. Like,
yeah, I don't want to do all that. That's crazy.
Rotate.
I just have a bunch of them ready to go.
Your wallpapers can rotate.
I got a bunch of them.
Rotate like in real time or like every
hour?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gotta,
well, they couldn't on your iPhone 10, but the iPhone that you have now.
Yeah, I'm in the game now. I'm in the game, like EA Sports.
Yeah.
No, it's not the couch for Kyle tonight because I'm not on my wife's phone either. So
that I believe actually.
I'm like, hey, you got a nice picture of me? She's like, I gotta look at your face all the time. Why don't we?
Well, when you call, the picture that pops up is pretty fire. You did a great job with that.
Which one?
Have you ever seen? You don't know what it looks like when you call?
No.
Call me. Watch this. No, this is fantastic. This is great. This is a radio show.
Oh,
no,
boy.
Watch what happens when Kyle calls. This is a great. There are the dogs. This is Smoothie and Sprout.
Here's the photo I get when Damien calls.
Well, look at that. Woo! Yeah, boy, right there.
GQ.
Yeah, boy, right there.
GQ. Really
look at that. Come on, man. Come on, man.
It's got a fire.
Come on, man. Look at that boy right there.
You know what's fun? Okay, so story about that photo. We were in Key West, and it turns out if you're looking for a tropical vacation, don't go to Key West,
because
there's one beach in Key West, and it is super rocky.
Oh.
Not a great beach town.
Yikes.
So had a great time there, but we were in the water, and I just did not feel good. I was so sick.
Oh, no.
I don't know if it was the motion or the water or what, but I was just not feeling right. Mm. So I was sitting up there. I'm sitting at a table under a tree while my wife and our friends are out in the water having a good time. And I just snapped that photo and was like, that's kind of dope.
It's a good look.
That's fire.
Yeah. It's a good look.
Felt yeah, terrible. Fire. Felt terrible. Looked great.
Would have never known.
Yeah.
Would have never known, man. That's a nice little selfie right there, man.
Back to Steph. Did what happened yesterday, did that do anything to elevate Steph even further, like further cement his legacy in the game?
Maybe a little. It felt like the last kind of check mark that he needed to, I don't want to say needed, that he could have hit
mm-hmm.
was, well, the last check mark is winning a gold medal. But right, sure, but sure. Having a signature moment in his first ever Olympics, it just, I don't know. Is anyone who had Steph outside the top, I don't know, 15 all time, 20? If anybody had him outside.
If you had Steph outside the top 20, I don't want to. Yeah, your opinion doesn't matter.
I always shoot because I don't want to come across as a homer, right? So I always shoot low. But anybody who had hit, nobody who had him outside of whatever is going to go, hey, you know what? I'm moving him up two spots because of that Olympics performance.
Mm.
I think the NBA is just matters more, but I know for me, James and I were talking about this morning. I'm going to remember that moment for like, that was a sports moment for me yesterday.
And I understand that, but I think when people talk about Kobe, they talk about that Spain game too. Like what he did in that Spain game is that is a signature like Kobe Bryant moment. And much like, you know, we can expand this conversation a little bit further with LeBron and KD. But we said at the start of this, this is their team. Mm-hmm. This is like Anthony Edwards' time is coming. We've had our fun with Tyrese Halliburton. His time is coming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But this is LeBron James, Kevin Durant, and Steph Curry's team. In 08, that was Kobe Bryant's team.
That was the Redeem Team documentary. That's a Kobe doc.
Pretty much.
Like that entire, they were like, hey, the mood just changed when Kobe pulled up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's fair, but that was Kobe's team.
Yeah.
Like yesterday we also got, and this is why I thought yesterday was special. We got a Steph 36 with 8 boards and 9 threes.
Crazy.
Ties the Olympic record. But then you also got a LeBron James triple double.
Yeah.
Where LeBron James had those spurts, like he used to do it for games. Now he gets those 2-3 minute stretches where he goes, "I'm the best player
He's
on
the
court."
Man. Yep.
I'm gonna get a bucket on this end. I'm going to get a steal on this end. I'm going to get the and one on the other end, and we're right back in this game. And then you got KD doing what KD does with the game on the line, getting to the elbow and rising and firing. It was just those three guys whose team it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that was everything that makes those guys great in a nutshell, all in one game for the same team.
Yeah.
Do you guys think, speaking about LeBron, do you think that all these lists that we always have, you know, about the league or whatever. I feel like Damian doesn't lose sight of this, but I feel like just general NBA fans lose sight of it. LeBron James is still top 10, maybe top 5 player in the game. And, like, we have all these lists and MVP, and he barely kind of makes All-NBA or whatever, but I don't know what it is. We just take him for granted. We just get bored or whatever the case may be. But he's right now today a top 10 player for sure. Is he a top 5 player in this league?
Yeah. I don't know if I'd go top 5, but I also don't know how many guys I'd rather have on my team in a must-win game.
Yeah.
I say off the top of my head right now, and maybe it's recency bias, but I mean, whatever. I don't know if I'm necessarily wrong. You're talking Jokic.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking Embiid. You're taking Giannis. And that may be where it ends.
To me, the two on a night in, night out basis, the two best players on the planet were on the floor last night.
Mm.
And it's Jokic and it's LeBron.
Mm.
And there's stretches in you know, there's times where Joel looks like the best player, you know, in the league. There are times that Giannis looks like the best player on the league. And that's maybe the difference in guys like Giannis, who is like phenomenal. Please do not misunderstand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But the best players on the planet, I feel like, are Jokic and LeBron James on a night-to-night basis.
I'm not even going to argue with that. I mean,
and I think you're right. Giannis and Embiid are probably the only other two guys. More Giannis than Embiid are the only other two guys in that category. Because somehow what Giannis has done over the last like 5 years, despite the fact he's won multiple MVPs, has almost been drowned out because of how good Jokic and to a certain degree how good Embiid has been too.
Do you think Giannis in this conversation, I don't want to say gets let, but it does feel like he gets forgotten a little bit.
Yeah.
Do you think it's because he doesn't shoot in this era?
No, I think it's because Jokic is so good. That's what I think it is. Mm. Like, I think if Jokic wasn't in the league, we would be marveling at what Giannis Antetokounmpo is doing. Mm. But Jokic is in the league too, and Jokic might do it at like a slightly higher level than him.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know why we ignore Giannis so much.
I don't either.
Like, because he's...
We do this every...
Well,
at the end of every season, we look at the numbers that he
has. To be honest with you, we don't.
Well, no, what I'm saying is we look at his numbers and go, how is he not?
It doesn't.
Why is he not in this conversation?
It doesn't because, again, we know this because of Domantas Sabonis. So much of how you get talked about is dependent on the postseason. And the last two postseasons, Giannis has been hurt and got bounced by an 8 seed in the first round.
And he was hurt then, too.
So I think that harms him a little bit because as Jokic has risen into that, like, oh, hey, he's stamped. Best player in the sport right now. Giannis has been either not around or ineffective in the playoffs.
But that happened to him, too. Jokic. Hmm. But I don't feel like Jokic was ever punished for that.
No, he wasn't.
He got stalled out like when Jamal got hurt. Like he got stalled out for his postseason failures. Mm-hmm. And I never heard Winhurst or any of those guys say, I can't vote for this guy for MVP if he's not going to succeed in the playoffs. Well, I heard them say that about Giannis.
Well, then he won
the finals the next year.
But that's why he didn't win the MVP. He won this past season, but the one two years ago. Because he can't win three in a row because he doesn't have a title yet. That was definitely a talking point.
Okay.
I didn't pick Denver that entire playoffs. I went, I got to see it still. I don't know that Jokic is that dude. And then he turns out he was.
He very much was.
That's where I landed.
Yeah. I just sitting here and I'm thinking about LeBron and this entire process. And my favorite line that David Stern used to use at the All-Star game, the star of stars. Mm-hmm. When you talk about the MVP. LeBron James is the star of stars
still
right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's the one for this team. He's the one for the world. He's the star of stars, even after everything that we talk about in the NBA every year.
I think it was – do you guys listen to the Austin Rivers podcast, Off Guard?
I have. I didn't ever listen
to it. I'm a huge fan. I will stand for that podcast all day. But he talks about how it was the bubble. It was what they were going to do about the bubble.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a big meeting with all these NBA players and everybody's like talking and Udonis Haslem stands up and goes, LeBron, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you play, we're playing. If not, we're not playing. So you let us know what the deal is. And that was 4 years ago now.
Yeah.
And he's still that dude. I think he's accomplished enough that there will never be a point in LeBron James' career where he doesn't have that cachet.
Yeah.
I agree.
I'll never argue the Jordan LeBron. It's just not worth it because there's no wrong answer. Mm-hmm. If I was forced to, I'd have to. I'm on team LeBron.
I mean,
I won't argue with anyone because Kenny's team Jordan, and I'm not going to.
But I saw this the other. You go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, I mean, I guess this is some you know, sitting on the fence a little bit, but I think when you talk about a career, LeBron is unmatched.
Mm-hmm.
His career is still going. It's at a high level. Jordan never did anything like this. The height of the person as a basketball player, I think that goes to Michael Jordan. And then,
man, is this 12 versus 92?
This
12
is,
versus 93?
I mean, if we go one singular year, maybe so. But, I mean, I'd go from 88 to 93. I don't think anybody has had those heights for that long.
Man, I might go 10 to 14, but
You could pick several 5-year stretches of LeBron's
right, career, right?
Which is, I think, so somebody said this. It might have been.
Well, you could throw another stretch in there for you could do 91 to 96 too for Jordan.
Yeah. So someone on the internet said this last night, and I think it's an interesting way to think about it. Strip like the greatness argument out of it. Strip the rings out of it. Strip the legacy and all that. He said nobody's ever been better at the sport of basketball than LeBron. And when I think about it from just that standpoint, I have a hard time arguing against that.
You know who I would argue against with is Kobe. When Kobe was at his peak, somebody I saw it on Twitter, and it's hard to argue this for me.
Mm-hmm.
There was nobody with more skills and at the complete, he had no weakness.
Mm-hmm.
He had no weakness. Even if, like, we can nitpick LeBron and be like, he's not the best 3-point shooter.
Mm-hmm.
Kobe was drilling, catch and shoot threes, off the dribble threes. He was quick. He could jump. He could score on all three levels. He could be your best defender. He had high enough IQ to be a passer. Like, that might be, and Mike too, but that one might be up there. Like, when you take Kobe's, whatever Kobe's time is, from 05 to 09 or 10 or something like that, I don't know if there was a more skilled player has ever played the game.
I think, interestingly enough, Kobe will always be more revered by other basketball players than LeBron. And I have I have a theory on that. Like, Kobe was like a hooper, right? Like, he had like a traditional build of a basketball player. And in a league full of like larger than life figures, like, LeBron looks like a superhero. Like, LeBron in person is just, he's built, there's probably five guys in the entire league. Paolo is one of them that look like LeBron James.
Yeah.
And I think it's hard for even guys who are 6'6", 6'7", 6'8", they're built completely differently.
Yeah.
It's hard to relate to that guy. But Kobe, Kobe was my man.
Yeah.
I think that will always be the... And how did you see the thing circulating on social media yesterday? The gold medal game tomorrow?
Oh yeah, the number
8-10-24. Yeah.
That's just incredible.
It's really cool.
That's a trip.
This is shocking to me real quick, cuz you just said this, so I went to go look at some numbers. LeBron James has a better career 3-point percentage than Kobe Bryant does. More attempts.
LeBron in the last, I'd say, 2 or 3 years. I don't know what it looked like before. I'm just talking off of feel. But the last, like, 2 or 3, maybe 3 or 4 years, he's become a pretty good 3-point shooter.
He was 41% last year on 5 attempts a game. He's 36.3% on 6.5 attempts per game in the last 4 years.
Wow. Yeah, he's at that. I have
that's the that but that's the thing shooter. That's what makes LeBron that's where his greatness falls in. With Jordan, it was the heights he reached and winning the 3 titles and leaving then coming back and winning 3 and just putting the league on the map in a way that had never been put on the map before. The fact that we're talking about LeBron as the best player in the sport, and he's 4 months shy of his 40th birthday.
Yeah.
And he's still that. It's not like Kobe. I all due respect, but Kobe at the end of his career was not that dude anymore. By the time he was 35, 36, 37, he was not.
Yeah, injuries took that away from him.
Right. Yeah. He just wasn't. And the fact that we can still have this conversation about LeBron at age 39, that's where the greatness falls to me, is like this stretch of 20, you're 20. You're 22 coming up.
Yeah. Yeah. I like some of the things LeBron said yesterday. We can get to that. I can't let like the whole time go and us not talk about the 49ers.
Oh.
Before we do, just because it's a little bit distracting, what sort of rich people thing is on the side of your hat?
It's a great question.
No, it's like rich like people. you're a hat guy.
Mm-hmm. Never
do you
seen
have
it before
one of those
life.
Rich people things?
Never
on
seen
the
it before
side?
In
what
my life.
What is that?
They're called blimps.
Blips.
So they're like clips, but
what is it? Because it is.
Well, these are chrome heart blips.
Chrome heart blips.
Okay. Are they related to the hat, or are they just separate?
No, it's separate. It's separate.
So it really is rich people stuff. You know how I can tell?
It's not rich.
You got jewelry for his hat.
No, you know how I can tell it's rich people stuff? He half-ass grinned when I asked him, because it was like, I don't know what that. I've never seen that before.
Rich people stuff at all.
It's fire. I just want everybody.
It's diamond it's the, heart.
Well, then who said they were diamonds?
Well, I'm sorry, sir. You, the way the light
say,
keeps hitting
it. Did you not say
it?
Diamond heart?
No, I said chrome heart.
Chrome heart. No, the way the light keeps hitting it. That's the only thing that's making
me ask you
about it.
Well, it's kind of like your watch.
I'm wearing an Apple Watch, sir.
Yeah, today.
It is.
I've had to put shades on before.
You're deflecting.
No, it's like when people talk about wearing something and styling something. It's like a styling thing.
Oh, Chrome. They got one of those websites where you can't find anything.
No, we'll see. Chrome Hearts.
Interesting.
I didn't get it from the Chrome Heart website, so don't even look there. You don't even need to do that.
That's you got the plug.
They also have one. I didn't wear it because this has a patch on it. But
Set of two martini glasses for $2,100 at Chrome Hearts?
Wow.
Well, that's what they do. Wow. That's what they do. Shout out
you
to
mean
my
that's
wife.
What we do?
Yeah, we, as in
no,
saying,
it ain't
that's
we.
What we do.
It ain't
now
we.
That's what
exactly
they do.
Shout
Jesse, do you have any of these diamond things for any of your hats?
Chrome hearts. I can't even afford to look at those.
Oh, okay.
Will you stop it?
That's a great point.
Shout out to my wife. I had never heard of these things before, and she found them.
Well, your wife is the only one richer than you, so it makes sense.
Well, she is rich. She is rich. No. I had never seen them before about a month ago. She's like, oh, I'm going to get these for you. Like, I think these are cool. She showed them. I was like, oh, these are really dope. And then they have some. They got a lot. Like, I'm into it now, right? And they have, Kyle, you would appreciate this. They have, like, they have different brands, but the Chrome Heart Cross. They have a spot where you could put it over the New Era logo on your hat.
That's dope.
So there's an opening, like it like traces.
$3,500, $4,500.
No, not at all.
Well,
it like traces the New Era logo. So you still see the New Era logo, but you got whatever trace around it. It's really
kind of fire.
Yeah, man. Yeah, shout out to the Blips.
That's dope. I'll get one for one of your hats in five. I'm gonna save up for it.
You don't have to save up for it. What is this guy talking about?
Take out a second mortgage.
Just do
for your 40th birthday in 6 years.
I went to this ain't where I got this, but I went to what was it, Cap City or something like that?
Hey, buddy, wear your blessings. It's fine.
I'm blessed with the same one of them.
Is the
T-shirt he's wearing yesterday?
Well, see, I mean, no, it's just
yesterday.
It's just the T-shirt.
Look up that one too.
Come on, man.
Hey, what costs more, the clip or the hat?
Oh, the clip for sure.
No, I don't. Well, I was a gift.
That,
I don't know how much
that
the clip
hat
cost,
is
$40.99. Yeah, the hat was about forty.
It's the cheapest thing you're wearing over here.
Settle down. Some nice socks on.
Is the Christian McCaffrey injury like a little? Does that deserve a little more attention than we're giving it?
I can't tell yet. I was talking to Chris Biederman, my podcast co-host last night in front of the program. I don't know yet because I listened to the Ringer Fantasy Football Show, right? Love those guys. And they were talking about
Bill Simmons now.
They were talking about how they were talking about how they're removing Christian McCaffrey from the first round like tier of running back. Because of this injury.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this kind of reaction, which is, I think what you're talking about. I was like, I don't think it's that serious. Like, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Christian McCaffrey, who could be the best fantasy player in the league this year, you're just going to move him out of the first round because he's out for a few weeks. But you start going, okay, it's a calf injury.
Yep.
To a running back.
Yep.
Who's 28.
Yep.
And a few weeks.
And they already ruled him out of the entire preseason.
Well, okay, that's where I think this gets tricky.
Okay.
I don't know that he was going to play in the preseason anyway.
Okay.
So Kyle Shanahan, instead of answering every week about Christian McCaffrey, he's like, yeah, he's just not going to play.
Okay.
If week three of the preseason was the Super Bowl, I imagine he would suit up. But it, to your point, let's just say it's 3 weeks. Well, hey, the season starts in 4 weeks. So you've got your star running back who's just not going to be in practice.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm not at the point yet where I'm slamming the panic button and going, oh my God, this is a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not good.
I feel like he's going to miss week one.
That's
100% an opinion just based on
vibes.
Yeah.
I
and vibes, the injury.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah. the vibes of a calf strain are like, oh. Oh no!
And you know how I feel about calves.
Yeah,
I mean, I've experienced it. I mean, obviously there are different levels and degrees of a calf strain. So I don't know, Kyle, maybe you know if they gave it a grade or not. But, yeah, I don't like him. Now, I'm not concerned in the long term for Christian McCaffrey. Like, even if he
What's
misses.
What's long term mean?
Like, is this something that's going to plague him for the season or keep him out or something like that? I'm not concerned in that respect to a certain degree. Kind of happy. I wouldn't say happy. That's exaggerating. Mm-hmm. But I'd rather it happen now than in the season. If it was in the season, then, you know, trying to get back and do all this other stuff, it could be something that is a 3-week injury that could keep him out for 4 weeks and can linger for 8 weeks. You know what I'm saying? But now he doesn't have to play. So you just keep working on it, and hopefully it's right. But yeah, I don't like calf strains at all.
So here's exactly what Kyle Shanahan said.
Okay.
Christian has a calf strain, did it a couple days ago, and this was from whatever his last presser was, Wednesday or whatever. Christian has a calf strain, did it a couple days ago. It's all right. He didn't pull it or anything, but you guys probably won't see him this preseason. Somebody asked later, how long do you expect him to be out? And he said, probably a couple weeks. So I think this is exactly what Kenny's talking about, where they don't want this to linger into the regular season. They know what Christian McCaffrey is. They know he's been working his ass off, and he's going to continue to do that. So he's out a couple weeks, and then once he's cleared.
He probably can't work his ass off, though.
Well, no, to rehab.
Oh, okay.
So he'll rehab, he'll get back, and then he will work toward being ready to practice for week one. Don't concern yourself with camp. Don't concern yourself with the preseason. Get healthy. You're a week one guy.
I think when Kyle first said that, it was like, yes, fine. Okay. And then, like, the more it kind of sat, it was like, wait a minute. I don't know.
You got to keep your eye on it. You got to keep your eye on it, man. You know what I mean?
I can't tell if it's being buried by the other stuff or if it's exacerbated by the other stuff.
Yeah,
where it's like,
absolutely.
Where it's like, man, Trent Williams not there, Brandon Ayuk, this stuff. Oh my God, and now
the season's falling apart.
Yeah, whereas if everything was going swimmingly and it's like, yeah, he's out a couple weeks, it's like, oh, okay, get ready for week one, big guy, you're fine. Vibes are bad. No,
Vibes are real bad.
I'm betting on the Rams to win the NFC West. I'm just doing it.
Well, you can bet on him.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, exactly. Proven winner.
Yeah, definitely. He's not going to play in the preseason, though.
Back in
How
Sean McVay.
Jimmy not playing in the preseason?
Is that a real thing?
How is he not playing?
Sean McVay said that. It must have been yesterday. Because I read it this
Stetson
morning.
Bennett?
That's crazy. They're just going to go with the 3-4 for every game.
God, NFL.
I understand. I ain't never heard that one. I understand the starter's not playing. I ain't never heard the backup not playing.
Sean McVay has his 53-man roster. He's like, none of you are playing.
Jimmy's there for one reason and one reason only. Those two games against the San Francisco 49ers. Tell us what you know, pal.
Dresser Wynn and Stetson Bennett.
As far as I know, you're making up at least one of those names.
Nah, that's crazy. Dresser Wynn is insane.
Did he go to like Texas A&M or something?
Buddy, even better. My man went to Tennessee Martin.
Let's go. Let's go.
He's a baller. He's a baller.
Dresser? It's got to be a family name.
Dresser. Comes from a long line
his
of dressers.
Sister bed frame. His younger brother, nightstand.
Bunk bed.
Oh no. We appreciate you. Today, but all week. Our man Kyle Mattson of the Insiders. Make sure you check out his great work over at NinersWire.com. We'll come back. We'll talk more about the San Francisco 49ers, specifically the Brandon Ayuk situation when D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
D'Lo and Casey.
San Francisco 49ers, specifically the Brandon Ayuk situation when D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. That was the only team that was going to take out the U.S. women's team, that run of Lauren Jackson and the Australian squad. But
I'm interested to see how that plays out, though.
USA women get it done again.
Today. Absolutely.
Easily. I was able to, like, walk away.
Yeah.
It's like, they got this.
Well, I thought they were going to be on during the show.
Yeah, so did I. So I remember us doing this. I got completely thrown by the alert, but I remember when the quarterfinals hit, we were like, all right, the 8:30 and the 12:30 were to be determined, and I remember saying on the show, man, I hope we get the 12:30. We didn't. they have already won, and that game is over, and they're moving along.
Yeah, I was doing...
Yes, Ramsey. Lauren Jackson played today. She's like 42.
Shout out, Lauren.
And she is not that Lauren anymore. No. She used to be the baddest. She, you talk about play, like, maybe not Jokic, but she was Giannis. Like, she was the one in the women's game.
Yeah.
She also did a unique photo spread for an Australian magazine once.
Well, I mean, I got a research.
It was kind of like the equivalent of the Australian ESPN body issue with less restrictions.
I don't even know what to do because I mean, I'm supposed to. I got to work and I got to see what my man's talking about. But I mean, less restrictions. I don't even. I'll just wait till I get home. I guess. Goodness gracious, ain't doing that at the workplace.
Well, just don't do it on a work computer. But this is work.
I'm up here doing work research.
Just and, well, yeah.
they
well,
come right behind the screens.
Well, just for the record, I wouldn't search that at home either. I would. As Chris says, vamos Australia. Oh man! Shout out Lauren. First of all, she's beautiful, but God, what a baller she was,
man.
Absolutely phenomenal.
But what I say, I think the USA went gold in these 400 meter hurdles. I think they might have. I don't know. They might have. They definitely medaled though.
The hurdles to me is one of the most insane track events because these guys, like, they are moving, but they have to like every stride has to be perfect because those hurdles are not small.
No. No.
Have you ever tried to jump over one of those?
No, but I've seen them. And I'm like, well, I know I can't. I can jump over it. I don't know if I can jump over in the middle of a race.
Well, so I tried to jump over it like that. I'm going to say that again. I tried to jump over it like that once, and I did it on field turf. Yeah, it was not pretty.
Are we lucky that you did it on field turf?
Yeah, there's a reason I did it on field turf. Because my thought was like, I want to try two of them. Like, I'm going to get ahead of steam. I'm going to get this for... No, dude, absolutely not. I did not get two of them. I didn't even approach the second one. I was like, never mind. This is not for me. This is not for
me. Oh, no. Somebody took a... I'm not going to laugh. I shouldn't laugh, but somebody took a spill back
there. The one even more crazier than this is the short one. That was the 400?
Yeah, that was 400. The 100 is
That's crazy. Insane. That's like pop, 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 jump. Pop, yeah. pop, pop, jump. Pop, 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 jump.
That is crazy.
I love the Olympics. I'm sad it's almost over.
Yeah.
It's been fun
to watch.
I can't
wait for 28. I can't wait. 28 is going to be amazing.
Man, countdown is on. And so the handoff starts Sunday. That's part of the closing ceremonies is the handoff from Paris to Los Angeles.
That is going to be
Kendrick
awesome.
Lamar live.
Snoop to Kendrick.
Well, yeah, you already got Snoop there.
Or you got Travis. You got Ed. The stars were
I
out.
I saw that, Isn't yeah.
It? And the one of the stars, for us at least, was out there. We didn't even know. Cap.
Yeah, Cap was out there. Yeah, that was, I was looking at pictures on Getty Images yesterday. I was really looking for the face-to-face Steph LeBron picture that like that's just fire. That looks like a WrestleMania poster. And I saw this pic. I was like, yo, I think Cap was at the game. And I'm looking for the caption, and sure enough, Cap's hugging Steph Curry.
Yeah, that was cool to see. I mean, I'm not here to talk about what's better, what's not better, anything like that. I know the NFL is king with ratings and all this other stuff, but it feels like, at least, the coolest thing to do right now is be at a basketball game. Like, that's
a big basketball game.
Yeah, that's what the entertainers always looking. I'm not saying they're not trying to go to football games, but it's different because you got to be up in the suite and all this other stuff. The coolest thing to do for entertainers right now is to be courtside at a basketball game.
Last night's game, and I'm sorry, I'm trying to. A gold medal has been claimed in women's breakdancing, and it goes to Japan.
Well,
Ami, I don't want to mess up the person.
Good for them.
Ami claims the first ever Olympic gold medal in breaking. Hey, congratulations.
Congratulations.
To steal some of your heat. Last night,
B-girl Ami.
Oh yeah, there she is. Okay.
We didn't even make the final. I think she was going against somebody from Lithuania.
Wow. We lost breakdancing. yesterday's game had a big fight feel.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like, and I know I'm not as into boxing as I used to be, in a fraction of into boxing as you are, but I know what a big fight is.
Mm-hmm.
And when there's a big fight, the stars are out. Mm-hmm. And that's what last night's game mm-hmm. against Serbia felt like. Yesterday's game against Serbia felt like, is it felt like a big fight that everybody wanted to be there for.
I think Saturday's going to be the same way.
I think so, too. And I think the NBA is just salivating at the thought of this.
Mm.
Like, and we kind of mentioned this yesterday once the game went final, is they're getting, like, if they could Vince McMahon book this thing,
mm-hmm.
this is exactly how they would have booked it. Mm-hmm. You would have had Jokic there in the semis, and then your golden ticket for the next decade there in the finals with France on his home floor,
yeah,
against the United States, and a trio. I mean, obviously one of the greatest teams we've ever seen, a trio of three of the greatest players who have ever played in the NBA playing on the same team at the same time.
Maybe not the perfect thing for USA, maybe that's where he wants it to end. But some would say the perfect thing would be like a little handoff. Wimby wins it, and there's a metaphorical handoff of power in the league from those guys to Wembanyama. I don't think France is going to win. I don't think France.
More than likely to me, it's one of those, it's the Tim Duncan moment.
Oh, when LeBron lost? Yeah. It's going to be your league soon,
yeah.
Sir.
Thanks for letting us have this one. It's going to be your league soon.
Yeah, that's way more likely in my opinion, because France is just a player too short, I think, from really being able to beat Team USA. But the energy is going to be crazy in that mm-hmm. building. Vibes are going to be up, man. Yeah. Vibes are definitely going to be up. It's going to be a good time for sure.
Yeah, that's going to be spectacular. I look forward to it. I can't remember. Where do you have Steph again on your list?
I think 7 or 8. I think I got it right here. I think 7. He's right. I think it might be 8 because I think I still got him behind Kobe Bryant. So, and I think I had Kobe at 7.
If USA finishes the story, mm-hmm. if they get the gold medal tomorrow, and I feel like I have to, if they finish relatively easily,
mm-hmm.
right, if they have a comfortable win against France where it's not someone else, you know, having to have that big moment against France, that Steph Curry moment's going to be talked about for a long time. Now, if it's a tight game and Steph does it again,
mm-hmm.
this moment is it's moving up the top of his resume. They might put these Olympics above the Kevin Durant finals wins.
Mm.
Like, I think that's how meaningful it'll be if he has a second game like that.
Mm-hmm.
But even without the second game, assuming no one kind of, you know, steals the spotlight a little bit on Saturday morning, I think this is a moment that, you know, when talking about Steph Curry, you're going to talk about the game that he had yesterday.
Yeah, I got Steph at 8.
Kobe's at 7.
Kobe 7, Steph 8, KD 9, Larry Bird 10.
Man, three of your 10 greatest players of all time are on the same team right now.
Well, so the funny thing about it was, I think we were on the show, because I was having a conversation with our guy Devin last night, Devin mm-hmm. out there in Paris,
mm-hmm.
and he was like, we just went back and forth. It's like, I remember somebody telling me this team was up there with 92's team. 92 would have never had this situation. I said, bro, those guys, with all due respect to 92, they could barely walk and dribble at the same time.
I mean, Šarūnas Marčiulionis was one of the most dangerous.
Šarūnas was really
good. I'm trying to think of like the most dangerous, and I'm not trying to minimize his. Yeah, Tony Kukoc for sure, mm-hmm. but we know what happened there. I mean, there's Arvidas was on one of those teams, right?
I feel like he was in 92. I haven't seen any. Like, normally you would see like some footage. I don't feel like I saw footage from him, but I feel like he was there.
I feel like Arvidas was, but yeah. I could be wrong. There's a really small Drazen Petrovic, I think, mm-hmm. was on. There's a small handful of guys. And all of those players we just named are really, really good. None of them are Jokic.
Mm-mm.
None of them. And I don't even know who the second, but like those guys were spread out through multiple teams. And I think Lithuania had a couple of NBA guys. Croatia, I think, just had Tony, who I don't even think was an NBA guy yet. And Canada's that's an NBA team.
I don't mean to be disrespectful to those guys, and I wouldn't put Arvydas Sabonis in this class. But I don't think any of them guys are bogey. I don't. Some Marcelonis and Bogey. I saw them, you know, both play.
Yeah. So okay,
Marcelonis was a bad boy, but I think Bogey's better than him.
Jesse, can you check that Lithuania team? So Arvydas got he was on that Lithuania team that won the bronze in '92. And if I remember correctly, they had the Grateful Dead uniforms that Bill Walton just absolutely adored so much. Arvydas Sabonis. What name? What was the other name? Šarūnas Marcelonis. Was he on that team also?
He was on that team for sure. I shouldn't say for sure, but I'm pretty sure he was.
Okay, that's why I thought there were. I thought there were a couple of NBA guys on the Lithuania squad. I'm sorry that I have Jesse researching the Lithuanian national team from 1992 on a Friday.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.